Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and we go to Colossians for today's question, but let me ask you first, has anyone pressured you to fast or pushed you into some spiritual discipline or otherwise tried to regulate your worship? Well, Paul wrote Colossians 2 to help you deal with people like that. He said, "No one is to act as your judge in regard to festivals, new moons, foods, drinks, or Sabbath days." John, some of those people sound really spiritual and convincing. How do Paul's words help us have confidence to withstand that kind of spiritual intimidation?
Well, on the subject of fasting, Denny, it might be interesting for our listeners to know that there is only one prescribed fast in the entire Old Testament, and no fast is mandated on the church in the New Testament. With regard to the Jewish festivals and the new moons and the dietary laws and the Sabbaths, those were all a part of Judaism. They were all a part of the ceremonial law, which has been abrogated and set aside. We no longer need to keep Sabbaths. That's why the church meets on the first day of the week from the resurrection on. We are to eat whatever is available. We can eat anything. Rise, Peter, kill and eat, we remember from the book of Acts. That was the word from heaven. So all those things that were externals that defined and characterized the Jews as a separated people have been set aside in the life of the church. We don't live by those regulations anymore. What the Lord wants out of us, I think, is contained in the passage of John 4, 20 to 24, where our Lord says, "Worship in spirit and in truth." That's the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. It's from the heart, in spirit, according to truth.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Colossians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.